Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 99702 pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of John, chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Amen. Well, praise God for another opportunity and the privilege to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and render all your powers null and void. And you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, the anointed one, we pray. Shalom, shalom. Amen. Well, we're going to continue our teaching on God wants you to be successful. Once again, God wants you to be successful. You just have to know that God wants you to be successful. So let's open our Bibles to the book of Galatians, chapter 6. The book of Galatians, chapter 6. Now, I'm going to read this particular verse from the Holy Spirit Encounter Bible. So there might be some words that are different from yours, but please do not be concerned, because we will get to the same spot at the same time. I guarantee you that. So Galatians chapter 6, verse number 9. So it says, "So don't get tired of doing what is good. Don't get discouraged and give up. For we will reap a harvest of blessings at the appropriate time." Now turn with me to the book of 3 John 2. 3 John 2. And it says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. So we see here in the Word of God that if we do not get discouraged and do what is good, we will reap a harvest of blessings and we will be prosperous in all things. Amen. See, it has always been God's desire that his children always be in good health and live prosperous, successful lives. Good works are, in fact, an important fruit of the life of faith that God has planned for each believer. Good works results in a successful life. Please turn with me to the book of Psalm 35. The book of Psalm 35. And we're going to read verse number 27. And it says, "Let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants." So God has pleasure in the successful life of his children. Now we know and understand that God is our source. But God is not doing anything in this earth realm. We are the body of Christ. Now God works through his people. He provides the power, the ability, and the anointing to his people. But it is his people doing the work, and God works through people. Now, in order for us to succeed, we have to do something with our lives. And we can't blame God if we fail, because God is not a failure. Let me repeat that again. In order for us to succeed, we have to do something with our lives. And we can't blame God if we fail, because God is not a failure. All the elements for your success are here at your disposal. And God has given us a template to follow, his son, Jesus Christ. See, once the principles of faith are clearly understood and they are working in your life, then you can move on from there to achieve God's best. These past few weeks, we have been teaching on 10 topics along with the principles of faith. If applied properly in your life, in my opinion, will establish a strong foundation for you and your family to produce good works in your life and establish a continual successful life. Will you have challenges? Yes. Will you make mistakes? Of course. But that doesn't mean you are a failure. That just means you get up, recognize your failures and mistakes, and continue with God's plan for your life. So let's do a quick review of what we have already taught regarding living a successful life. Now, we have identified the first five of the 10 topics. So topic number one was, one must live a disciplined life. Again, one must live a disciplined life. No one can be successful in ministry or their personal life that is not disciplined. 1 Corinthians 9:27 says, "But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection or in control, lest when I have preached to others, I should myself become disqualified." See, you are not flesh and blood. You are a spirit. You have a flesh and blood body, but you are not flesh and blood. Flesh and blood is where you live. You are a spirit made in the image of God. Amen. The I that Paul was talking about is the spirit man on the inside. The I is the real you. The I is the you that has been born again. Your body is not you. You are not flesh and blood. If you cannot discipline your body, you will not be able to discipline your spirit. I also gave you the five C's, A, B, C, for effective discipline in your life. They were C number one, clarity. Again, C number one is clarity. And clarity establishes clear, simple, and specific expectations, rules, and boundaries so there is no confusion. Now, we are told God is not the author of confusion. So if God is not the author of confusion, then neither should we be. Amen. We should have clear clarity and expectations of the rules and boundaries. C number two, consistency. C number two, consistency. And consistency enforces rules and consequences, ensuring the same expectations apply over time for all. Amen. There is no respecter of persons. C number three, communications. C number three, communications. And communication discuss rules and the reasons behind them, often encouraging and supporting your children rather than just punishing them. C number four, compassion. C number four, compassion. Apply discipline with love, encouragement, and understanding rather than anger. Focus on repairing bad behavior and supporting your family and children. And finally, C number five, consequences. C number five, consequences. And consequences create a supportive environment that encourages responsibility and applying the appropriate consequences when rules are broken. A disciplined life is what you have to have in order to be successful in your Christian life as well as the ministry. Topic number two was the Word of God must have first place in your life. Again, topic number two, the Word of God must have first place in your life. Please turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. Again, Matthew chapter 6, verse number 33. And this is Jesus speaking. And it says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So there's two things we have to do here. First, the kingdom of God, and then his righteousness. And then all these things shall be added to you. See, Jesus is instructing us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. But I want you to notice something. He did not say for us to seek only, but to seek first. See, being first is an indication that there is a second, a third, and a fourth, and so on. But we should seek him first. God's kingdom and his righteousness should be our desire on this earth. Amen. We should have a yearning for our Heavenly Father. Our Father is a jealous God, and he doesn't want you to worship anyone else in the spirit of his holiness except him. Amen. Topic number three was prayer. Topic number three was prayer. Please go to your Bibles to the book of Ephesians chapter 6. And again, I will be reading this particular verse from the Holy Spirit Encounter Bible. So Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. And it says, pray at all times and on every occasion in the power of the Holy Spirit. It says, stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all Christians everywhere. Christians should maintain a faithful prayer life. It says to stay alert and be persistent in all your prayers for all Christians everywhere. See, do not get involved in too many activities that take you away from your prayer responsibilities. There are people, and I like to call them busybodies, that are always in other people's businesses instead of their own. And so consequently, they do not have time for prayer. You should watch and pray. And that watch means to be alert. Be alert and pray. If you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you should pray in your heavenly language as well as English, and with the power given you by the Holy Spirit. Amen. So topic number four was exercise. Topic number four was exercise. The book of 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8 tells us that bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and that of that which is to come. So it says bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things. See, our earthly vessels, which are our bodies, to the extent of their bodily functions, the Holy Spirit will be able to flow through them to minister to the needs of the people. Again, if you are attacked in your body by some type of sickness or disease, and you are hooked up to a machine to breathe or some other type of medical apparatus, then God is limited by your limitations, because God does not do anything apart from the body of Christ. So that little exercise that profits us, we should definitely take advantage of it. Amen. Because it's going to profit our natural bodies a little. And we want to stay fit so we'll be able to do the work that has been assigned to us. Amen. Then topic number five was to be an example. Topic number five was be an example. Now, an example simply means a pattern to follow. It means a pattern to follow. Now, Jesus Christ was our template to follow. He was our pattern. He was our example. Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And we're going to read verse number 1. The Apostle Paul says, imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. Now see, as a pastor of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we are instructed and expected to be examples for the people God has placed in our care. We are to be examples, and if not examples, then role models to those we shepherd. Amen. Now go with me to 1 Peter chapter 4. Again, that's 1 Peter chapter 4. And we're going to read verses 1 through 4. We have to be examples for the people. Okay, 1 Peter chapter 5, beginning with verse 1 through 4. And it says, the elders who are among you, I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed, shepherd the flock of God, which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not to be dishonest, gain, but eagerly, not as being lords or masters over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. Verse 4, And then it says, and when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Amen. And so we see the chief shepherd again will appear. And that chief shepherd is our example, Christ Jesus. See, our lifestyle should reflect that of our chief example, Jesus Christ. God sent us his best, his only begotten son, to save the world. And through Jesus, him being the chief example for us to live our lives. That's why it's so important that we follow his example in our lives so we can be good examples. I remember that I got asked to do some work at a friend of mine's house. And I went by and I did the work. And so when I finished, he went upstairs and got some marijuana and rolled up a joint and brought it downstairs. Now, this was early in my Christian walk. And so I was just getting established in the faith. And he started smoking and he passed it to me. And I told him that I didn't do that anymore. And he said, oh, it's okay because I'm a Christian. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter. I said, well, it probably doesn't matter to you, but it matters to me because I have to be an example for you. Because when I get ready to correct you, if I'm sitting here smoking marijuana with you, then you can point the finger at me and say, well, me and you smoke marijuana together, so you can't tell me anything. So I don't do that anymore. I have to be the same example as Christ was for me to him. I have to follow Paul as Paul followed Christ. So I had to turn that down. I had to be the good example. Amen. Because if I don't, guess what? I will not receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. And the only thing I want to hear is, well done, thy good and faithful servant. See, you have to be willing to take the attacks, the criticisms that are going to come, because when all is said and done, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Amen. Now, that is where we left off. So topic number 6 is persecution and criticism. Persecution and criticism. For you to be successful in your personal life and the ministry, prepare to be criticized. It comes with the territory. It comes with the territory. The only way the wicked one can get to you is you allow him to get to you. Please turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Again, 2 Timothy chapter 3. And we're going to read verses 10 through 12. And it says, but you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecution, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and Lystra. What persecution I endured, and out of all of them, the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. So the word suffer means to contend with or to put up with. It doesn't mean to undergo something physically painful, but to contend with or to put up with. It's kind of like a fly or ants when you're at the park at a picnic. And you know how a fly comes flying around? It's kind of like that. And you have to keep swatting at them. You have to contend and put up with them. Well, that's what this word suffer means, to contend with. You have to be persecuted, and that persecution will come in the form of criticism. That's part of the package, the commitment we have taken on. It will come by way of your family members, friends, and people you don't even know will criticize you. The devil will work through them to attempt to stop your witness and your testimony. Your ability to stand against it will reveal the growth of your Christian life. Amen. I compare it to a badge of honor. Yes, a badge of honor. See, the only reason you are being criticized is because you are doing something good for the body of Christ. It is your testimony and your witness that is attacking Satan and his kingdom. If you were not doing any good, if you're not being effective in the things of Christ in terms of changing people's lives and glorifying the kingdom of God, then Satan wouldn't waste any time on you, because you are not a threat to his world or his kingdom. But since you are being effective, then persecution and criticism you are going to have to endure. Please turn with me to the book of John, chapter 16. Again, John, chapter 16. Again, this is Jesus speaking in verse number 33. And it says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulations." He says, "But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Hallelujah. Well, I'm just about out of time for today, but please join us next week when we continue our teaching on God wants you to be successful. Until then, remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. "For we walk by faith, not by sight."
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.